share simcha. Okay. So we were up to the middle of the Mishnah on the Zayin Amud Aleph. The Zayin Amud Aleph. We are up to 6th line of the Mishnah, the Zayin Amud Aleph. Somebody says to his wife, I ban to have any pleasure from your earnings. Which, by the way, is his right. He has to give her food. He has to do for her. She has to do earnings for him. But if the guy doesn't want it, don't take it. You know what I mean? So he can ban himself from having pleasure from her earnings. He's not going against any obligation. He's not obligated to enjoy her earnings. If he doesn't want to do it, don't do it. Right? Kaidim heim api, kaidim heim lufi, and as we spoke at yesterday, that these are words of Isser Hanah, aser b'chilufeim b'gdulayim. It's aser in their exchange and their gdulim. Again, it's the same as kaidim peiris eilu alai. He's asering b'hanah, and b'hanah, the Rabbanon aser the exchange, or the gdulim, to the person who exchanged it, and the gdulim that grow from it. Shari aichu shari tayam, the only bandit from eating, so then, because he's not eating them. And again, the Mishnah stresses, v'davish ha-zari kala, v'davish ha-ein zari kala, afil l'gidul l'gidul l'nasurim. This is only in things that the seed rots before it grows, so then it's only yisim ha-drabonon, because really, the seed is gone by the time the gidulim grow. So, the gidulim have the seed in it, have something of the seed in it, the seed's gone before it grows, right? But things that are not zari color, like the onion that remains in the ground, right? And it grows if anything. So then what grows from it it's more the onion's essence in it, and therefore that would aser even gedulin gedulin. Even if you plant the seed that grew, still has the original onion, because again the onion didn't rot in the ground. There's a brisa I saw it in the Yerushalmi that says that very few things are a zari color. I think the Gemara, again, I don't know what the brisa is talking about, everything. It lists four or five things that are ain zari color. Ain zari color. Because most of the things we plant, the seed rots and then it grows. Grain, beans, trees. The seed rots and then it grows. Chesed Hashem, it's amazing. You put a seed in the ground, it rots, and then the Rabbi Nishlam makes it grow. You think about it. That's what it is. But that's not our point here. Now we're not learning Musa now. Abu Dwaim Jay Zari Kala Vilikadulikdun Asur. Now the Mishnah continues. I think if any kind of Maisya Dechalai. What? Because the gedulim have the thing.
Why would there be any difference than the zara's color?
Because the gedulim was also not zara color. What grows them, meaning the seed, meaning that seed, I don't know what happens when onions grow. I have to remember to put it there. I don't know what happens when onions grow. I can't tell you. Yeah, but I don't know what happens to that seed. According to Baruch Maishi yesterday, onions don't grow from onions. Onion seeds grow from onions. Then you plant those seeds, and they produce onions. So I'm not sure, but it's in zari color, so I don't know what happens. You don't know, Yankee. I know how to do that.
All right. Well,
it's within my ability to do that.
I can hear the explanation better here.
Okay, fine. So I don't know. I can't answer the question how onions grow. But obviously what we're saying is that since the original onion was there, it passes it on, so whatever part was... See, the other gedulim is not really gedulim, because it grows from a rotted thing. So that's an isidra banan. They only made it on gedulim, not on gedulim. My thinking is this is real, because it really has it in it, and therefore it passes on even to gedulim. Again, I don't know the mechanics of how things are growing. Zuck the rush. Kainam Paris Aylo die. I'm sorry, kind of maisha dechalai. Asako mashi aisa umechina loy lecho. It means whatever she does and prepares them to eat. Vimnata ilan, and she planted a tree, right? So that's her work. Hagidulin asur. Zakta Gemara Mishnah Vaita. Now this should be familiar to all of us because we've had this earlier in the Masechta. Shat aisa, no, I'm sorry, I take it back. That's the next case. Shat aisa in aichalara pesach. That I say the miskasa de Pesach. Whatever you use, whatever you work, I don't want to use it till Pesach. I won't eat it till Pesach. Or I won't use it as a cover if she makes blankets. I will not use it till Pesach. So Aser still lufnei Pesach. Let's say she made it for before Pesach. So it's Aser. Mutar lech ena mischasa ara Pesach. I'm sorry. This is an obvious halacha, right? If a man asks himself from using his wife's things till Pesach, after Pesach he can use them. Meaning, it's not a permanent isser. It's a temporary isser. Whatever you make, I won't use till Pesach. He didn't say whatever you make till Pesach I will never use. He said, whatever you make, I won't use till Pesach. Okay, when Pesach passes, he can use it. The netter is off. It was a temporary netter. He only made the netter till Pesach. Shat oisa ara Pesach ein yoichu, shat oisa ara Pesach ein miskasa. But what if he worded it? Whatever you make till Pesach, I will not eat. Whatever you make till Pesach, I will not cover myself with. So there, he didn't make the Pesach when the netter expires. He made the Pesach when the whatever becomes usher is dependent on Pesach. So then whatever she makes before Pesach is permanently usher. He didn't put a time on the nether. He put a time on what she earns till what meaning. If she earned something after Pesach, that wasn't in the nether. But she earned it before Pesach, it's permanently usher. So usher Pesach, usher lechol l'schasa sabra Pesach. Listen to the words of his nether. They're very similar. Shat oisa eino eichol ara Pesach, shat oisa ara Pesach eini eichol. Just where do you put the word ara Pesach? But it makes a big difference in what the words mean. Dr. Rush. Shat Eichel, in the ice, Eichel on a Pesach, Mutu Lech, 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 Ki im ara Pesach. He only asked it to Pesach. But I mean it ara Pesach l'koi, ki im ara Pesach l'koi. We don't say that a Pesach goes on whatever you make to Pesach, I will never eat. Aber Yisra Akilu v'kisu l'oilom. We don't say that. That's not what the word said. The word said, I will not eat to Pesach. Don't take the words to Pesach and move it whatever you earn to Pesach, whatever you make to Pesach, it's not what he said. He said, whatever you make, I will not eat till after Pesach. That's what he said. Listen to his words. Next. Here, this is familiar. Shatnana Elias on Pesach. Yeah, for you too. Shatnana, I guarantee you hear this, you'll say you heard it already. Shatnana Elias on Pesach, in my lechas atleves of Yichadachak. You can't have pleasure from me till Pesach. If you go till Sukkot. Now, the Isser expands for her to go 6 months past the time of when he bans her in Anah. He's standing there Hanukkah time. And he says, if you go to your parents before next Sukkot, you cannot have pleasure from me till this coming Pesach. Right? So, the Isser of going to the house goes 6 months later than the Isser of her to have pleasure. Because the pleasure was only us until Pesach, even if she goes to the father's house, right? But the Isra expands 6 months later. That's what his word said. So the halacha is, Hochel lufnei Pesach, if she goes before Pesach, Asur banot had a Pesach. Then the netter kicks in, and she can't have pleasure until Pesach, but that's what he said. Ba'achara Pesach, what if she goes after Pesach? Ba'ayachol, if she had pleasure before Pesach, retroactively, she's Iver Bar Yachol, meaning she went and had pleasure. At the time she had pleasure, she had not gone to her father's house yet, so she didn't violate an Isser. But then she goes Shmuel's time. Retroactively, she was Aser B'Hanah to Pesach, and she had Hanah to Pesach, so she's Iver the father Bar Yachol Dvaray. She just violated the nether. She violated the nether that kicked in retroactively because she violated the condition.
She didn't make
another. So we had this Machlokes Rishayim. Way back. We had, right, Harvey asked it. You're right. We had this Machlokes Rishayim Ramam Rambam. If I ban you in pleasure and you take pleasure, who gets Bayachol? The one who made the nether or the one who violated the nether? So it's Machlokes Rishayim. So either he's Iver Bayachol according to the Rambam, and according to the Iran and other Rishayim, she's Iver Bayachol. And that was the Kiddush. That was Harvey's question.
Said she is subject.
Right, because the Mr. Schottenstein, he should be healthy and well. I don't know, yeah. He should be healthy and well.
Wealthy?
I said he's healthy to be healthy and well. The reason he says that is because that's the Ran Shita. And Mr. Schottenstein is not out to tell you all Machlokes Rishayim. Maybe at the bottom he brings it down. But we had this Ran, I believe it was on Lamed Hayam and Aleph. I might be wrong. It's on Lamed Hamed Aleph. It's right here. And he brings this. The Ram brings a raya that she's Iver Bar Yaakov, but not like the Rambam, who says that the guy who said it is Iver Bar Yaakov. It's on 35A. And it's probably on 35A3.
Is there any difference in punishment?
In Mr. Schottenstein, yes.
Is there any difference in punishment?
So this was a machloikas back in the second Perek. We're not going to get into it now. I just want to mention it. Can she have anah before Pesach? Do we trust people to keep conditions? That was a machloikas of Yehuda and Rav Nachman back, I believe, on Tezbav and Beis.
One thing for sure, according to everyone, even according to Kaplan, she won't get Malkus.
What do you mean? She had anah. She went to her father.
No, but I'm saying she's the Hasra. Where's the Hasra for here?
Well, she goes to her father. They warn her. You go to your father. You're going to retroactively have done an Isser and get Malkus. I don't know. For sure, it's a good point you're making. I don't know. It could be that she does get Malkus. Okay, so Darash. Shatnanusli had a Pesach and Malachas had the Bar B'chag. Hayayim el-Achrachag. He was after Sukkos of Tav Shim Pehei. Ve'osra la'anusli had a Pesach and Tehlech Levi had a Chag of Tav Shim Pei Vav. Right? What he's trying to say is, you know, it depends where in the calendar. Sometimes Chag comes before Pesach. So he's setting it up that he's, Pesach is coming before Chag. I said Chag at the time. But it could have been the day after Sukkot. Or it could have been the day before Pesach. You know, it doesn't say. Zok the Rush. La'achra Pesach b'lo Yachol Dvaroi. Im hocha la'achra Pesach oiveres v'bar Yachol l'mefreya retroactively amash enenis mei menu kaidim ha-Pesach on the pleasure she had before Pesach. Now the Mishnah continues. Shat nenis li'ad ha-Chag im ha-Lechas ad l'beisav v'chad ha-Pesach. He said you won't have to be right. He's standing Hanukkah time. And he says, if you go before Pesach, you will not be able to have pleasure from me till Sukkot. So here, in my lechus, hokal of Nea Pesach, asura banos ad achag. If she goes before Pesach, she can't have a no till Sukkot. The netter kicks in, and she's banned till Sukkot. The mutaris by lechach Pesach. He never banned her from going after Pesach. Once Pesach passes, she can go visit her parents, because there's no more condition involved here. It was only if you go before Pesach. She didn't. Dr. Rush, no rush. Fine. That's our Mishnah. The point of the rush that I wanted to stress yesterday, and I will re-mention it today, is that the rush learns that the first case in the Mishnah had nothing to do with the word elu. Even if he said kainim peiris a lie, it would be asa b'chilufeim b'gdileyan. Because peiris means it becomes like Hegdish, and therefore the Rabbanan Aser the exchange and the Gidulim. The other Rishonim argue on the Rush, and they said this is only if he says Elu. If he doesn't say Elu, it does not Chalul Zali Fingdul. I'm just pointing out the Rush Ishita, because Artscroll, Rabbeinu Artscroll might learn differently. He might learn like the Ran, that it depends on Elu. I'm just pointing out that we learned the Rush, and this is one of the machloikasim of the Ran and the Rush right away at the beginning of the sugya. What makes it asa b'chilufei b'guleya? The fact that he didn't say I won't eat, he just said alai, which means even hana, or because he said elu, these fruits. But if he generally asked apples, not these apples, then the Ran holds it would not be asa b'chilufei b'gulea. Now, you want to know why the Ran holds that way? Take a look at Nun Zayin Amid Aleph. There is a nice Ran that explains it. Okay, so anybody interested, the first Ran on the page, might be the second Ran, no, the first Ran on the page explains it. So I'm not going to get involved in the explanation. I'm just pointing out that if Rabbeinu Artscroll learns that way, he's learning like the Ran, which he's entitled to do, but we learned the Rush, therefore I'm pointing that out again. That's all. Something Gemara. That was not last week's Gemara. It's been a while, but time runs so Mama shows close here that it's... No, it was way back. There was a Shaila, Boy Rami Bachaba, Kairim Peris Alecha, I banned these fruits on you is the guy Asta Bechilufeim and Gulayim. We bought a raya from Kedushin. We bought a raya from a woman that borrowed money. This was all the way back in the fourth parak, I believe, or maybe the fifth parak. I forgot already. That the Gemara had the Shaila boy Rabbi Balhama. Right. The question is, how does it jive with this Gemara? Right. So the answer is there. He asked it on somebody else. So the Rambam has a whole Hesber, and that's why the Rambam learned this Gemara, because of that Gemara. The Rush holds, that was a Shaila that the Rabban asked the guy to exchange it or not. You ban somebody else, does that ban him a chalupin to do them or not? Can he, at the end of the Gemara, the Shaila was, is he allowed to change it or not? But not that it becomes Usher. There's a difference when you ban it on yourself, you ban it on somebody else.
That's
ridiculous.
That's
still
not what he meant.
He's allowed to say what he meant.
Not the way he said it,
man. Even Kaplan would let him do that. Yes. Who's Kaplan? His brother-in-law in Agnes Trust. Nothing to do with anything. Nothing. Like,
didn't we have last week where Rush also learned different in Iran about if the pay we had, the nice time wine inside the grain or outside the grain. That was the
Shiloh
of the Gemara.
You learned
the Gemara differently than the Ron.
And that was nice and Tom. This has nothing to do with nice and Tom. This is Chilup and the Gedulim.
We bought a
Raya. And then we got out of it. And we said, yeah, it's just different than Chilup and the Gedulim.
What does
it mean by the thing that comes out that's not part of it. It's not nice and Tom, the Rush learned. The Rush learned that the wine is nifkat pucket. It's gathered in. It's not. I don't want to be learning that Gemara, but that's nothing to do with this.
So he took sign that it's meant good bucket.
That's what he said over there. Okay. I didn't say that. The rest said it there.
Okay.
Zuck the Gemara. Okay, now the next sugya will take us to the end of the Perek. So I'm going to explain it like the Rush, and again over here, there's Machlokes Ran and Rush. And the Ran, as he goes through these 2.5 blot, seems to be adamant that his shot is right. He brings many rayas as we go along. I don't know how the Rush answers those rayas. Maybe as we go along, I'll find out. I didn't prepare that far ahead. Could be. The Rush could be was a contemporary of the Ran. They were very close. They were towards the end of the Rishayim. The Rush's son was the Tur. The Tur is already a swing between Rishayim and Achrayim. And the Rush's father was his father, Adayni Avi Rush. So in the Rush had a unique thing that other Rishayim didn't have. He started off in Germany, and because of persecution, he escaped to Spain. So he lived with the Ashkenazim. He was an Ashkenazi, the Talmud of Rami Rutenberg, and ended up in Spain at the same time as the Rashba. And the Ran, I believe, was a Talmud of the Rashba, I believe. So the Rush might have been a little bit older than the Ran, or around that generation as the Ran. And the Ran also lived in Spain. And the Rush lived in Spain, and I think the Rashba lived at the same time in Spain. The Rush was the one that had both the Ashkenazi and the Sephardi way of looking at things. Therefore, the Rush wrote two Svarim. I mean, I can't say therefore, but in looking in hindsight, it looks that way. The Sephardi Mishainim, at least a lot of them, wrote Halacha Svarim, the Rif, the Rush, where they just write what the Halacha is. The Ashkenazi Mishainim did not write those Svarim, by and large. They wrote Pirushim on the Gemara. So did the Rashba and the Ritva on the Ran. But they didn't write the Halachas. The Rush wrote a parish of the Gemara, the Taisus HaRush, like a Bala Taisus. And at the same time, he wrote Piskei HaRush, that's based off the Rif. So he had the mixture of both, being in the Ashkenazi country and the Sephardi country. But then again, I'm speculating of why he wrote both of those things. But there's two Svarim from the Rush. Is Taisus HaRush, where he goes through the Gemara like Taisus does, and the Piskei HaRush, which is the back, which is built on the Rif.
What is Rush and Ron?
Ron is Rabbeinu Nissim, and Rush is Rabbeinu Usher. That was their name.
Give us much when you brought it, you tell us things that.
Okay, again. Dr. Mishnah, Dr. Gemara. Hi, Mabishtai. Kaina Maitiyadach Allah, Kaina Mimavigan Mabikul. Now the Gemara says a story. And this story triggers the next sugya. Yishmol ish kvar yama, the amilah ish kvar de yama. So what is the difference in yama and kvar yama? The Rush learns he lived on a village by the sea, ish kvar yama, or the city's name was kvar de yama. So there's no real difference in halacha here. Just did he live in a city on the seashore, or was that the name of the city? That's all, Dr. Rush. Kvar Yama, Ishkvar Hayyab, Kvar Shah Svat Hayyab. He was in a village that was on the Svat Hayyab. Kvar Diyama, Kach Shema Ir. Okay, that's how the Rush learns. I don't know if all the Rishonim agree with that. Ron seems to agree with that. I don't know. I took it. Hela B'yadai, he brought a Shaila. Batzul Sha'akre B'shriyas. An onion that was uprooted in Shemitah, which has Kedusha Shemitah. Now, it has to be eaten before Zman HaBir. Let me explain the halakas of Shemitah. Number one, fruit of Shemitah cannot be wasted. It has to be eaten by Kedusha. Meaning, it has to be eaten, and it has to be eaten before a certain time. If it is not eaten before that certain time, and I'll say when that certain time is in a minute, then a person can keep 3 meals worth and has to give the rest away. That's absurd. Like it's restraining what beer means, but that's the shot we're going to go here. Some old beer, you have to burn it. Some old, you can keep 3 meals and give the rest to the poor. We're not going to get involved in that. We're not running Masechet Shviyos. For our purposes, we'll pick that shot. Now, he took an onion in Shemitah, which he wasn't allowed to take. I mean, he was allowed to take it. He could have eaten it. But what happened is he didn't eat it. Now, what does it become? It's called Zman HaBir. Every produce has its own Zman HaBir. It depends on when it's no longer available in the field. Once it's no longer available in the field, that is the beer of that produce. So if a guy picks 10 different kinds of produces, every single one might have a different Zman HaBir. And after Zman HaBir, you can't keep more than 3 meals worth. So this person took this onion that had Kedusha Shemitah on it, and he planted it v'natei b'shminis, and he replanted it on the 8th year. Now, the onion itself should have Kedusha Shemitah. It doesn't lose Kedusha Shemitah because you replanted it. It's a Shemitah onion. And you can't eat it after Zman HaBir any more than 3 meals. And obviously this guy had his 3 meals worth and he couldn't eat it. So now the question is, v'rabu gidulav al ikrai. But the growth was bigger than the source. Meaning what grew in Shemitah was greater amount in volume than what?
After Shemitah. After
beer.
After beer.
Yeah, he planted it, which he wasn't allowed to do. And now it grew more in 8th year. It was the 8th year. And the 8th year stuff is mutter, right? At this point, that's what we're assuming. And now there's more gidulim than ikar. So the question becomes, well, he can be boiled.
So when he planted it, was it history he did?
Yes. He had no right to plant it. You don't plant perish mita. You have to eat it.
Oh.
You're not allowed to plant perish mita.
Even if it's after
Zman? Adarabha. If it's not a beer, you can't even eat if it's, you have more than 3 meals. It's worse after Zman a beer. It becomes more usher after Zman a beer. One is not allowed to plant perish mita. It's made to eat only. This is the problem with a strike from Kamei Tisrael on Shemitah. Shemitah strike. Because it's a shiloh, you throw it out. It's perish mita. Perish mita, you can't throw out in the garbage. You can't double wrap it and throw it out. You have to wait till it totally rots. After it totally rots, then you're allowed to throw it out. Or, someplace more, you have to send it back there to throw. Perish meat has to be sent back there to throw. Some old, you were never allowed to take it out. But you didn't take it out, somebody else took it out.
Compost.
I know what you mean by that.
Make it into fertilizer.
What?
Make it into fertilizer.
You can't. No, it has to be eaten only. If you can't eat it, that's why this is a machlokes b'nei Barak in Yerushalayim. The perish mita, what happens to the peels? In Yerushalayim, they're not machmer in the peels. In B'nai Barak, they are machmer in the peels. I was once there during Shemitah, and I stayed by my uncle, and he kept a garbage can of peels, of oranges and lemons, of Shemitah, to sit there and let it rot before he throws them away. And that's what everybody in Bnei Barak does. Because the Chazai Nish, who's the Paisik in Bnei Barak, Asad appeals. In Yerushalayim, they didn't go with the Pesach of the Chazai Nish. There's a bunch of machlokes between the Chazai Nish and others about Shemitah. That was one of them. But not money, he'll compete now. Anyway, so now the guy came and asked the Shiloh, can I eat what grew on the aged deer? It's more than the Iker. Right? It's more than the Iker.
What do you mean more than the Iker?
It's more volume
what
than
the... What if it is more or less?
Well, it's about to arrive. About to arrive.
It still comes from the...
Again, what you want to get it about? That's why we're learning 2.5 blot of Gemara. We're going to give the Gemara a chance to do its own thing.
The Iker is inclusive of things that were not
Shemitah? No. The Iker is the Batzel Shel Shemitah.
Everything was Shemitah.
It's only one onion. It was Shemitah onion.
One onion, and it's all that they talk about. Iker means stressful. Came from that one onion.
That one onion is the Iker.
And what is Gidulov?
What grew from that onion?
Probably Gidulov.
There were more Gidulim than the Iker.
There was no Iker. What was the Iker? It's in the ground.
That's the Iker. It doesn't rot. The onion is still here. Now, I have trouble with this Gemara based on what Baruch Meisha told me yesterday, which I never knew, that onions don't produce onions. So I don't know what the Shiloh is.
He's looking it up now. He's right.
So, again, I have no idea how to answer that. Because in my mind, onions produce onions. And therefore, you can have a mixture of the onion and the gedulim. And according to him, I don't know how you have the mixture to begin with.
The seed or whatever comes out is like a flower above ground.
But I know that. Now, where is the gedulim that should be mevatel the Iker?
The leaves that grow.
It does say that it gets, at least our school says that it gets harder and bigger.
Oh, means that this very onion, that's what I said yesterday. So the onion got much bigger in the eighth year, more than the original onion was. So the original onion's diameter was an inch. And now, the diameter is 3 inches. So 2 inches of that diameter, fine, that's much easier to understand. 2 inches of that, yes, it grew in the eighth year. 1 inch of that was the original seventh year. That's what we're talking about.
One onion we're talking about. One onion.
The Rabbi Gidula Valikrai. The Rabbi Gidula Valikrai. This is what Yishmael Shiloh was. Do we say Gidula of Heter, the Ikrai Aser? The gedulim are heter, and the ikar is aser. The kibun the rabbi gedulof miyikara, and since the gedulim are more, eisen gedulei heter malin as iser. These gedulei heter will be mevatel the iser. I like it. Or they're not mevatel the iser. That was the question. Now, the gedulim are mutter. They don't become aser. That's the assumption in this Gemara. The question becomes, are they mevatel the ikar or not? That's the Shiloh. Now, this is why we're going to have to give the Gemara a chance, because everybody's going to come up with 18 Svaras of why one way, why the other way, which is great. But the Gemara is going to work all this out, so we owe the Rosh. Let's give them a chance to explain before we ask questions. That's the Rosh Hashmita.
No,
I want to make that clear. It's a Machlokes Rishonim. The Rosh holds the Gedulim of Rishon Mutter.
Yeah, but in Baruch's hypothesis, you can't tell which is the gedula and which is the ikar, right?
In that case, you can't, but it is mutter. It doesn't become usher.
But where are you going to see it?
Okay, let's see the Rosh. That's why we're putting here. Dr. Rosh. Hela biyada batzul halacha zu. Hela biyada means he has the shayla. Kamina begat mwara. Zu halacha hela chananya yishkvar aynai. He brought it up, which means he brought up a shayla. Gedula of hetev ikar yasser. Zuck nishmal. Pshitali, I am sure, the gedula of mutarin avilu loy rabu. Whatever grew is mutter, even if it's not more out of ikar. Ki ikar ain't a yonkel of batal a gedulam. Because for sure, the ikar can't make the gedula maser. Kedudar shina bakulan. How do I know that? Siv hamleya, uksiv hazera. There's a Gemara and Chulan asked a contradiction. One pasuk says, the new stuff that grew from Kiliyak Harem, that's what it's talking about, is aser. But the original stuff stays mutter. And the other pasuk says that the original seed becomes aser. That's a contradiction the Gemara answers. If you plant wheat in a vineyard, one pasuk says what grows becomes aser, and one pasuk says what you had becomes aser. Zok the Gemara, ketzad, ha ketzad. Zeruah mikarai bashrasha. If you plant it, meaning when you planted the wheat or the thing in the vineyard, that everything becomes usher as soon as it develops roots. Zeruah ba, haisev in, loy haisev loy. What if you brought an existing plant and you put it into the ground? Then the old stuff does not become usher. Only what grew now, bekili akarim, becomes usher. Alma, avagav shegodla isher mat mat. Even though whatever grew very little. At one point, whatever grew was less than the ikar. Right? I start out with an inch diameter. Now, it doesn't grow 2 inches in one shot. It grows to 1.05. That's less than the ikar. Then it grows to 1.1. That's also less than the ikar. So for a long time, the gedulim are less than the ikar. Now, if you're going to say that the gedulim can be mavato, the ikar can be mavato the gedulim, then those became usher. As they grew, they were less than the ikar, and therefore they would be bottled to the ikar. So by the time you get to two, they're all usher. And then you'll never have gedulah of rabim ala ikar, because it doesn't grow in one shot. It's little by little. Therefore, the Rush says, you can see from that Gemara that the gedulim are mutter even if they're less than the ikar. The ikar is usher. The gedulim are never bottled to the ikar. That's not our shaila. This is the Rosh Hashita. The gedulim are definitely mutter. They don't become usher. And he proves it, because everything grows little by little. If it grows little by little, it should be bottled right away. It's less than the ikar. It becomes usher. Then, you have more, it becomes usher. Kama bottle. They're all bottled little by little. And yet we say, is the gedulim more or the gedulim less? Let's read the Rosh inside.
Practically, you can't.
Kama bottle. The loyim read on kama bottle. Just like by Kili Akarim, we don't say, the Mishnah over there says it depends how much it grew. Why does it depend how much it grew? It was little by little. Answer is, we look at Gidul, they never become usher. Kikam Ibayali, Im Rabbi Gidul Ehetar Ala Iker, Im Avatlan Isa Barayv. Is Im Avatu Barayv? Avagav the Iker Loim Avatu Gidulim. Hainushim the gedulim, chashivi or chashiv, shetamid gedelim behochem, because they're constantly growing. Aduma, ki hechi the loy mevato ikir le gedulim, hachinami le mevatlin gedulim le ikir. Veloy dummy, le shar isurim, shemevatlin berayv, mishum dahanach le misarvi le garmi yachad, al nitaisvi gedulim ala ikir. Over here, it's not shot that the ikir is not. We might know the exact, that 1 inch diameter stands out. It never switches. That was the ikar. The next 2 inches are gedulim. If you really wanted, you could cut that onion and cut out that 1 inch, and you took out the ikar, and now all you're left was the gedulim, and they're mutter. Question is, does the ikar become mutter because it has more gedulim than the ikar? That's the question. Is it bottle or not bottle?
It happens at a certain time, once it gets overtaken by it. Maybe I missed something.
It has to be Raiv. If the Gedulim are not Raiv, the Gedulim remain Mutter, the Ikar remains Usher.
But Kama Bottle means what?
Kama Bottle is just the Rush's way of proving that the Gedulim are not Bottle to the Ikar. Usually, Kama Bottle means it's Bottle right away.
It'll become all
Usher. But we don't say that here. That's what the Rush is proving. Because if you said it here, there would be no Shaila. You'd never have Rabbi Gedulim al Ikar.
Why not?
Because when it grew, it became usher. It doesn't become re-mutter. Again, I had an ikar. Yeah. It grew a little fraction. That fraction became usher.
But it's bottled
to the ikar. Right. And then, again, so you'll never have more gedulim than the ikar. Because whatever gedulim grew became usher. I'm not getting that. Let's not do that. Let's not get the shot now. Let's stick to one case. Everything is different. Mikvah is not talk about shaka. It has nothing to do with this.
Okay.
I mean, we're going to travel through Shas. It's wonderful, but it's nothing to do with this. It's a separate shaila. Is, look at the final product. The final product is more gedulim than ikar. Is the gedulim a bato the ikar? So the Rush, it can't be that the gedulim become bato to the ikar, because then you would never have this shaila. That's what the Rush says. The Ran disagrees. Rabbeinu Art Scroll might learn like the Ran. The Ran holds If the gzulim are not mabakh to the ikr, then the ikr is mabakh to the gzulim. Either or. There is no middle ground. There's no, this remains mutter, this remains usr. That's what the Ran says. But we learn like the Rush, and the Rush says there's only one shaila. Is the ikr mutter or not? Can I eat this onion now? It's past manabir. Not allowed to eat onions. Of Shemitah. Now I have here gzulim more than the ikr. Does that allow me to eat the whole onion or not? That was your small shaila.
But practically, can you, if you're eight, are you, is Rebbe trying to say if I would be able to cut out, let's say it was 1-inch diameter, for example.
If I would be able to do it, then gedulim remain mutter and the ikr.
But how would you, you mean you just cut the bottom?
I don't know how you do it. Again, I'm just impressed. The Gemara doesn't discuss that.
It's almost impossible.
The question of Gemara is very simple. Can I eat the whole onion?
I know.
That's it.
Any of it.
Again, maybe you can, maybe you can't. I'm not getting involved in that. But the question is, can I eat the whole onion? Is it a gikr batu or not? That's the shaila.
Does he explain how he derives that? In other words, while it's not rove, while it's a miut, does he explain that? What is it?
You want to know why it's not batu?
Yes.
It's not batu. He proves it from a Gemara, but without proving it from a Gemara, he also, says the logic behind it. Because it's a constant growing. Since it's constantly growing, it's not bottle.
Because
it's still growing, correct. It never finishes.
So when he pulls it out of the ground.
Well, at that point, it's already more. It's already more by then.
That depends when he pulls
it out. We're talking about our Gemara, right? We're not rewriting Hilchos Shmita. We have one shaila. He pulled it out when the gedulim were more than the ikar.
Because he measured it beforehand.
When he planted it, he didn't know how big it was.
It
now, what would happen if he pulled it out before that? It still wouldn't be batul, because the fact that we see gedulim as it grows and not batul, that means it remains mutter.
That means it doesn't have to be rove.
For the gedulim to be mutter, it doesn't have to be rove.
It's only we're talking about the ikar.
Exactly. That's the Rosh Hashita. Others disagree. The Rosh Hashita is the gedulim never become usher. The gedulim remain mutter. Now, obviously, we're going to have to bring in the Mishnah. Ein zare kala, zare kala. All that's going to have to come up. But at this point, we're dealing with this shaila as if we don't even know our Mishnah. So Yishmael asked this shaila. Also, the kavod Rabami. He came to ask Rabami the shaila. Lehavi biyadei. Rabami didn't know. Also, the kavod of Yitzchak Navcha. So he came to Rabbi Yitzchak Navcha. Pashitlei, so he proved it to him, Minadah, from the following statement. Rabbi Yitzchak Navcha said, you have a great shaila. I have a raya. What's the raya? The Amar Rabbi Chanina Trisa. Rabbi Chanina Trisa said, Amar Rabbi Yanai, Batzol shel truma, shenatzai v'rabu gedula v'al ikray, mutter. If you have an onion of truma that you plant, and now the growth is greater than the original, you can eat it. You can eat it. I eat truma. I eat Icarus truma. The answer is, it's batul. So he proved the shaila from a statement that instead of talking about Shemitah, was talking about truma. And he said, I don't see a difference. That was Rabbi Yitzchak Navcha's proof. Zakt Diraj. Batul shel truma. It doesn't rot, so it's always around. See, because if it would rot, then you can tell me there's no truma left here. But it doesn't rot, right? Still, im natay v'rabik dula bar ikar, achabatzo yachol alas be'echar umeya. Now here, by truma, it's only batul 1 to 100. So it would have to be that the gedulim is 100 times the amount of the ikar, a huge onion. Would have been a Guinness Prize, it would break Guinness's record of a huge onion. It's 100 times the ikar. I don't know how big onions get. Shagdulim, mutter. I'll be gedulim about the ikar. It's one onion. One onion that the gedulim are 100 times the ikar.
Yeah, but that's why I call gedulim.
What do you mean? The seeds are not gedulim. We went through this already because the seeds are not part of this onion. We're talking about that the onion expanded.
Right.
So it has to expand 100 to 1. Now, before, you didn't need 60 to 1, because 60 to 1 is a matter of taste. There's no taste. We're not talking about taste here. It's all onion. So we're talking about bitul berayv. Whereas by truma, there's a lot of nothing to do with taste. Truma is only about the 1 in 100, even if it doesn't give taste. So therefore, here you need 100 to 1. By the case of Shemitah, you didn't need 100 to 1. You needed 1.1 to 1.
When you pull the onion out of the ground, a year later or whatever it is, it's no longer tummy cuddling. Stop growing it.
Again, this is what the Rosh says. Since it constantly grows, it never becomes baltel to the ikar, even when it stops growing.
Sometimes if you take an onion out of the ground, it's exposed to air, the outer layer rots, and you put it back in the ground, new green grows around that. Sometimes if you buy an onion in the store, you'll find a peel inside the onion. I've had that sometimes.
The last time I worked with an onion, I told you I made a deal with my wife when I got married.
Because
she will never tell me pshat and taisis, and I will never get involved in the kitchen. And so far, I've kept my deal, so has she.
The bottom of the onion, where the hairy part is, that's where it continues to grow the layers outside. So the layers on the inside, there's a divider. That peel, the dry peel, becomes what was...
Who says that? Let's go.
I know. I asked, why did sometimes I find peel on the outside?
Yeah.
On the inside of the onion.
Yes.
I asked Google. What?
Is it called Suri? You call Suri?
Yeah.
Sura is the name of Yeshiva and Bubba.
I don't want to hear this kind of Google. You should be that the Midrash
knowledge. But that tells you that Mishat and Gemara is nothing wrong.
I can't right now.
You can't? Okay. Back to that's what we told them. Okay? Amalei Rabbi Yirmiyah b'Tamer Rabbi Zvika. Rabbi Yirmiyah and others say, Rabbi Zvika said, Savik my train the other kachat. You left two statements that say what opposite of what you said, and you picked a statement that you liked, that you picked. Meaning there were two statements that said not like this statement that you quoted from Chinyan Trisa. So why, it's interesting that you paskin based on that one statement and ignore the other two statements that say the gedulim are not about to be. That's what Rabbi Yirmiyah or Rabbi Zvika told them. Interesting. You picked that man, Bembra. It's a beautiful raya. But there are two other rayas the other way. So you left two and went with the one. What are the two? The Amar Rebbe Vol Amar Rebbe Yechanan Yalda Shesivcha Bitzkeina Ubaperis Ava Bishrei Siva Messiah Maser. Arla is Batu 1 and 200. You took a branch of a young sapling, which is Arla. First 3 years is Arla. You took that branch, you attached it to an old tree. The old tree is not Arla. So now the young tree is no longer Arla because the branch you attached is Batul, which has nothing to do with Bitul Berayv. It becomes part of the old tree and is no longer Arla. But it had fruit on it already, and that fruit was Arla. It had grown as a young tree. What grows now is no longer Arla because it's growing from the old tree. So it's not Arla. So this fruit that is growing is now a mixture of Arla and non-Arla. Right? So it says, let's say the new part of the fruit is 200 times the size than the old fruit. Arla is batul 1 in 200. Can you eat this fruit? Sen shayla. Yidulim ala yikar. You had a little fruit that was Arla, and it now attached to an old tree. And the old tree is a non-Arla tree, obviously. And now it grows new, which is non-Arla. Now, Arla is batul 1 to 200. So now you have the gedulim with 200 times the amount of the Arla. Can you eat the fruits? So Rabbi Yechon has said, Avla bish receive a Messiah of Usher, because gedulim are not mabatu an ikar. So there's a statement that says exact opposite of Rabbi Chanina Trissa. You took him, I have Rabbi Yechonah. Okay, but that's only one against one. But I have a second case also. The Amar Rabbi Shmuel by Nachmeni, Amar Rabbi Yenison, Batzul Shenatim B'Kerem. You took an onion and planted it in a vineyard. the Neker HaKerem, and the vineyard got uprooted. So now there's no longer Kili HaKerem. It was planted as Kili HaKerem. But now, the Karakam is gone. So the Iker of the onion is Kili HaKerem. The new growth is not Kili HaKerem. Karam is gone. Usher. No matter how much time you have more, it remains Usher. The Gedulim are not Mevatel the Iker. So he brought two Rayas. The Gedulim are not Mevatel the Iker. So Rabbi Yirmiyah told the Yitzchak Nafcha, interesting. You picked the one and ignored the two.
When you paskin,
I mean, this is a conversation, right? I mean, an Amira is allowed to tell another Amira, hello, why'd you do this?
So I'll explain. Don't attack me.
There's no attack here. Nobody attacked. Nobody called anybody ridiculous. Nobody said anything bad. All they did was, they said, you missed, why are you picking the one over the two? I would pick the two over the one. I mean, these are all Amarim. Reb Chanina, Reb Yechanan, Reb Gainison, these are all early Amarim. We're proving from them. So he's saying, it's interesting, you left two and took one. That's all. It's an observation.
I'll answer you. Yes. No, but I mean, you see, I'll tell you why.
So maybe he will. I mean, he won't. But that's not the point. At least the Gemara doesn't bring the rest of the conversation.
No, here's the thing. What Moshe said, you try to compare something, so you say, we can't compare, don't compare things.
Again, somebody comes to you and says, is it Asher or Mutter? And you say, it's Mutter, but Reb Shlomo Zalman said it's Mutter. So somebody will ask you, why did you go to Reb Shlomo Zalman, not with Reb Moshe and Reb Yashiv, who said it's Asher? Why did you pick the one over the two? Why isn't that a fair question? Okay. Well, Ramesh, by the way, Ramesh doesn't ask. He asks it for different reasons. Yeah, he asks it because people will misunderstand the answer and do other things.
So, like, do they affect each other in growth? In other words,
it's like Arma. It's the exact same thing as Arma.
But over here in Orla, it's growing on the trees.
Here, it's growing in the onion.
But when it comes to Kili HaKerem,
it's because it grew with a vineyard.
It grew with, but it's not having additional.
No, anymore. That's why the Gedulim are Mutter. Because the Gedulim are no longer Gedulim. By the way, it has nothing to do with nutrition. I don't care about the nutrition. It grew in a Karim Asher. It becomes a Tyra Asher.
Right.
But now it's no longer. So whatever grows now is not Kili HaKerem.
So I shouldn't bother thinking about nutrition from the.
I'm not interested in the taste. It doesn't make a difference.
It does make a difference.
I mean, here it doesn't make a difference. That's why the Gedulim are Mutter, because it's no longer getting nutrition, according to you. 200 to 1. Same as Arba. But it's saying it's never Batul. Okay, we'll continue this tomorrow.
Leave it with a question?
Oh, this is 2.5 block for us. And Afsamach, Amar Aleph, maybe at the end of next week, we might have a conclusion.